put pretty dresses on, that's bad. So Rashi, Gunoya B'Zayin Uloi, or Mizgan Ulog. If she can't wear nice dresses, that's a big Inu Nefesh. So a core part of the Kasher is, how come in our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says that if she made a nether, she's not going to put on makeup, and the husband was not made for it, it's called the husband caused the trouble, and therefore he has to give her a get with a ksuba. Why? Even if the husband wanted to, he couldn't have been made for the nether. Rabbi Yossi says, Eskashet, Loy Eskashet is not called Inu Nefesh. So she made a nether, she won't put on makeup. What do you mean the husband's being a kaimid now? He can't do anything. So it's not called he's causing the trouble. So how could Rabbi Yossi say in our mission, in such a case, he has to give her a get and he has to give her a ksuba? Why should he have to give her a ksuba? He's not causing the problem. She's causing the problem. Tumar says, we're talking about now the nether has to do with dvorim beino leveino. So Rashi says, you know what tishrit means in our Mishnah? That means sam hamashayiris asar. Ladies, they used to put sam to take off the hair on the bottom. So that's dvorim sam or shave lotion. The what do you call it? Part of it. Kitzon, that's called Dvorim Shebeino. So Kishrit here doesn't mean perfume, but it means that she's not going to shave off her hair there, so that's called Dvorim Beino Lebeino. That bothers the husband. On such a nether, the husband could be made for it. So therefore, it's good Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Since the husband was not made for the nether, but rather he was Mekai in the nether, that's called he's causing the trouble, therefore he has to give her a get with the ksuba. So, ho nichloman diyoma Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, ha baal meifo, ha that's a machlekes. That's good if you say Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, not Inu Nefesh. But things that have to do with between the two of them, that the husband could also be made for it. Then it's good, our Mishnah, that the husband should have been made for the nether. Since he wasn't made for the nether, it's called he's causing the problems. Elo Leman Diyom, but there's a man Diyom in Gemara Nedarim that says, Ein Abal Mefer, no, a husband can't be made for Nedarim, Beino Lebeino, stam things between the two of them. Only Inu Nefesh, but not stam Dvorim between the two of them. So if so, the husband can't be made for the nether, so why does our Mishnah say he has to give her a get with the ksuba? He's not causing the problem, she caused the problem. She caused the problem. Ma'ik lemeinu, what can you say? The Yitmak, what's been learned to the Gemara in the Durham like this, Dvorim shebeino lebeino, things between the two of them, like here, she's not going to shave off her hair or not, these are things between the husband and the wife. That Rafunu Ramar Abal Mefer. Yes, Malacha, we hold like that. That the husband could be made for those in the Dorim. Not only Inu Nefesh, things that bother the body, like eating and fasting, but even things Benola Beno, she's not going to shave off her hair, Dvorim Benola Beno, also the husband has a right to be Mefer. Ravad Baravu Ramano, Ein Abal Mefer. The Baal can't be made for such things of Benola Beno. Shlomitzinu Shuol, Shemais Biofa Pir. We never found like a fox died in his old hiding place. So Rashi says like this, Biafra pir, Biafra chur, shogodosham, in the pit that the fox grows up in, he doesn't die there, Kleimar. Bedava shirogoboy bokiyu, lisham ashena mazikai. And the things that he's used to, he could wash himself. So the kids, even if she makes a nether, she won't shave off here there, the husband is used to her, he could wash himself. It's not so bad, dvorim beino lebeino. That's not a thing that bothers him that much, the husband can't be made for it. So the kids, you see, it's a machlokes of the husband could be made for these Adurim or not. So how the kasher is on Rav Ada bar Rava. How is he going to learn our Mishnah? Where is there a case, according to Rav Yossi, that when she made a nether, shlolis kashet, that the husband what really should be able to be made for the nether? And since he's not being made for the nether, it's called he's causing the problem. Where is the case that he could be made for the nether? At most, it's called Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, that Rav Yossi, that Rav Ada holds, the husband can't be made for it. Gemara is like this: Elo hocha b'mayaskinon kagoyin de talino likishuteha b'tashma shamita. The nether she made was like this. True, the nether was that she won't be able to put it on. Go back to perfume. She won't. She's making a nether. She can't put it on. But it had to do with tashma shamita. Nether was that if she doesn't put on perfume, she won't live with her husband. So by making this nether, it's coming out. She's also to live with her husband, and that's called inu nefesh. That for sure, the husband could be mefer. Therefore, that's Shana Mishnah, the husband should have been made for the nether. Now, the Gemara says, the Omer, she said like this, Ya'aser hanot tashmish cholai. The wife is saying, I'm making a nether, that the enjoyment of living with you is also on me, that now, in other words, she's not allowed to live with the husband anymore. Im es kashet, if she puts on perfume. That's the way she made the nether. So the kids of such a nether like this, the husband could be mefer. This is called like inu nefesh. So drashi alocha ma'askin in the talenu likishter betashmish. Or mishemachi motzi mefer. The dilma miskashes. We have to be afraid maybe we should put on the makeup. Or Mrs. Shra hanos tashmish cholei. And then she'll come and ask for herself. She won't be able to live with the husband anymore. So such a neder taker is a neder of inu nefesh. Therefore the husband has a right to be made for it. And Kediyama Rav Kana, the Yom Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, Hanos Tashmishi Alecha, if she makes a neder that she can't live, that her husband can't enjoy her, Koife Umisham Shosoi, the neder is not chal, because she's Meshubit, she has to let her husband live with her. Therefore she, Koife, we force her to live with her husband. But Hanos Tashmishi Alecha, if the neder, or the opposite way, Hanos Tashmishi Alecha, if the husband makes the neder that you can't have enjoyment from me, that neder is not chal. Because the husband has a mitzvah to live with his wife, he's meshubah to live with his wife. He can't make such a neder that he can't live with his wife. Kaifer, we forced him, umesham shosoi. But hanos tashmish cholai, if the husband makes a neder that the enjoyment of his wife, he makes osa to him, that's talk a good neder, or the opposite way, or the same way she makes, the same way she makes his neder. Takem, it's not the husband, some way she makes a neder. If she makes a neder, she can't live with the husband, then kaifer. Because Rashi says, Kaifer Shen Yechel Lesser Aksmolov. Because she's Meshubit for this. Mashenkin, the neder is that the enjoyment of the husband is usher on her, that neder is chal. So then Yofer, the husband, has to be made for it. Lefi Shein Machinu Liyodem Dover Osoloi. Because we don't make a husband eat something that's usher to him. In other words, we don't want him to live with his wife, the Yisr. If the neder is that she can't live with him, then nor is usher, so the neder is chal. Therefore, we tell the husband to be careful to be made for that neder, in order that when you live with your wife, it will be beheter and not be yisr. So the kitzur, there's a way that the wife could make a neder that she's not allowed to live with the husband, and therefore we want the husband to be made for the neder. So that's what our Mishnah's talking about. That she made a neder, if she does put on perfume, then she won't be able to live with the husband anymore. So therefore the husband has to be made for that neder. And if he's not made for the neder, it's called he's causing the problems, and therefore he has to give her a get with the ksuba. For the Gemara though, v'loy tiskashet, v'loy tesser, like what's so bad? Her neder was that if she puts on makeup, then she can't live with the husband. So Chura, what's so bad? Even if it was Mekayim the neder, he said, okay, I want the neder to stay. So he said he has to give her a get with the ksuba. Why? Tell him, or tell her, don't put on makeup and live together. What's so bad? So Mer says, no, im kain, korolom and avelis. That's no good. If a lady doesn't put up any makeup at all, she's called a manuvel, she's called not nice, she can't stay that way. Fred the Gemara v'tiskashet v'teser, the Gemara shoch, so good, tell her to put on the makeup, and she'll become also, she won't be able to live with her husband anymore. But still, what does the Mishnah say you have to give a get right away for? L'chur ila b'sham ha'shtei shabosis. At most, the neder is that they can't live together. So we have before, b'sham says, for 2 weeks, they can still stay married together. You only give her a get after 2 weeks. Ila b'silul, shabasachas. Even according to b'silul, he said, give her 1 week. But how come our Mishnah says in such a neder, you have to give her a get right away? Why? Why don't we wait the week at least, or 2 weeks? So it says like this, Hani mili hecha di adra ihu. When the husband makes the neder that he's not going to live with his wife, then Basilus says we have to wait a week. To Savra, she thinks like this, Mirsas rochel of alayu. It could be that he got angry at me. It's normal. I'm only get angry at somebody. Vashtu Mesav Daitan, she thinks that maybe you'll calm down in a day or two, and I'll go and be mad to the neder. Therefore we say wait a week. That maybe he'll be mad to the neder, maybe after a week his anger will go away. That's why we tell them to wait 1 week. Abul Hocha, what happened over here? Here the case is the Nodra Ihi. She is the one that made the neder. Not the Pshat, her husband is angry at her. It was the Machmas Kas anger. She woke up and she made the neder that if I don't put on makeup, I can't live with you anymore. Now the case is, when the husband heard about this neder, really the husband should have been made for it. Said, nothing doing? I want to live with you. What do you mean you're making such a neder? But the case is with Shostak law, that he kept quiet, another he said, good, let that neder be. Now here it's not Machmas anger. So why did the husband say, yes, let that neder be, that we'll never live together? Is Savra, she thinks, Midi Ishtik, since he kept quiet and let the neder go through, missed no who this sangli. It has to be that really, really he hates me. And he doesn't like me. Because not the pshat stam, we like one another just we got angry. He didn't get angry. She was the one that made the neder. He wasn't angry at her. So when the husband hears such a neder, how come he said, let the neder go through? Why didn't he right away say, what do you mean? You're making a neder, you're not going to put on makeup, we can't live together. Nothing doing, I want to be with you, I want the makeup. The neder is, I'm being made for the neder. How come the husband didn't say like that? Sure, she thinks it has to be because really deep down he hates me. If she thinks like that, then there's no hope. She doesn't have nothing to wait for. Wait a day or two, wasn't to wait for. Deep down he hates me, got to get a get right away. So that's why here we tell him to give a get, like even after one day, he has to give her a get. Reb Yaisi Yoyma Baniya Shlanosa Kitz, it depends. If she's a poor lady, only if there's no time limit, then he has to give her a get. But ask if there's a time limit, then we say, let her wait the time limit, and afterwards they'll be together. Or let her not put on the makeup for this time limit. For Kama Kitz, for how long do we let her, an Aniya, a poor lady, go? To say she'd go without putting on makeup. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yud Beis Chodesh. 1 year. If the neder is only for 1 year, we don't say to give a get. If I says in Aniya, she could be used to going 1 year without putting on her kishutim, her perfume. Rav Abba Chonam Rav Yechanan Esa Shonim. 10 years even should go without it. Aniya go 10 years without putting on perfume. Rav Chizdu Amar Avimi Regal. No, depends on one yontif to another yontif. She came benoisi Yisrael miskash tres regal. That was the minute that he used to put on dressed up nicely to look covered yomtiv. So Meli can let it go from one yomtiv to another yomtiv. But when a yomtiv passes by and the nether is still there, then she has the right to get a get. But if she's a rich lady, by then she's used to putting on makeup very often, then we say 30 days only. For the Gemara Maishna Lamelion, why 30 days? Om Rabbayish can Isha Chashuva Nenis Mareh Kishatel Lamajim. Because the Chashuv lady, right, they had good perfume at that time. They were able to put on perfume and lasted for 30 days. So for 30 days she can go without putting on new makeup, new perfume. So therefore the nether is that for 30 days, only for 30 days, we said there it's not so bad. She has already makeup or perfume on already. That lasts for 30 days. At the end of 30 days she'll put up a new type and then the nether is not chal anymore. So therefore that's why Vanesh Shiva will let it go for 30 days. Right, the Mishnah says, "Hamadiris ishtosh tatelach lebeis aviyah." If a husband makes a neder that his wife can't go to her father's house, is bisman shu ima beir. If the father, if her father, Yoshver, lives in the same town, lives in LA, chaydish echad, yikayin. If the neder was that she can't go for 1 month, okay, she could take it. Shnayim yotzei. Once the neder is more than 30 days, more than a month, the lady can't take that. She has the right to get a get. He has to give her suba. Be thank suba. Some of the same case, he makes the nether, or cases that she makes the nether, and he was Mekayim the nether. Over Zman Shubira Cheres, let's say the Shver lives in another city, then Regal Lechid Yikayim. If the time limit was passed through one Regal, it's okay. Just to miss one Regal, it's alright. Shloisha, but if the nether was for 3 Regolim, she can't go to her father's house, then yet that's too long. Yetziv Yitin Suva. So we're going to talk about what about 2 Regolim. At the Mishnah's Modern, it says 1 Regal, they can still stay. 3 Regolim, they have to give a get and a ksuba. What about 2? Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Hamadir esishtosh le'telech le'beis oval. If a husband makes a neder, his wife is not allowed to go to a beis oval. She can't go visit somebody sitting shiva. Or le'beis ha'mishta. She can't go to a chasna, to a party. It is yoytziv yitin ksuba. She has the right to get a get and a ksuba right away. Bevnei shenib, she noyol b'funeha. You're like locking her up in jail. You can't live that way. You can't lock your wife up that she can't go to a base of Mishnah, to a base of Ovo. Let's say the husband has a reason why he doesn't want his wife to go there. He's afraid there's prutzim by the party there. There are prutzim there. There's nus there. That's why he doesn't want her to go there. Rishoy. Like if he has a good reason to say why not to go, then it's okay. Omar Lof, he says like this. Almanash shetomri leploini ma shamateli. That he makes a neder like this, that you could only go to your father's house, you only go if you tell over what I told you to somebody else. Or else what I told you. Or he's making a neder with his wife that you can't go someplace only if either you have to tell somebody else what you told me, or else what I told you. Or I wanted to fill up and pour out liyashpa from the junk. Some I wanted to work by a junkyard. She should fill up junk and spill it out again. In such cases, she has a right to say she doesn't want to do these things, and therefore, Yaitse Viting Suba. She has a right to get a get and say, give me Suba right away. The moral saying over these things, but some of them were not nice things. So she has the right to say, I don't want to say over things that are not nice. For the Gemara, Gufa Kasha, we have a Kasha. Omat the regular Chudikayim says that the Neder is what? That if the Shver, her father lives in a different city. So the Neder is she can't go for one regal, it's okay. Hoshnayim, Master, the Neder is even for two regolim. Let's say for Pesach and for Shavu, she can't go to her father. Yaitse, he thinks Suba. That's what's Master for the Resha. Amos say, for one of the end of the Mishnah say, Shloisha Yaitse Viting Suba. Only the Neder was she can't go for three regolim. Mashmo Shnayim, the Neder was just for Pesach and for Shavuos, Yikayim, then they say, wait it out, and you still stay married, so it's a Sira. Omer Abaye by this, say for us in the Kanis. Say for we were Machma three regolim, that's if the husband is a Kayin. Then we don't want to give her a get so fast. Mashenka the Resha by Yisrael, there we say, give a get if the Neder is more than one regal. Rabbi Yehuda, he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that makes the difference between a Kohen and an Israel. Rabbi Barulu Amalakasha, Kan Radufa, Kan Beshen Radufa. One is the case where she's always running after her father, so therefore, more than one regal, she has a right to get a get with the Ksuba. But in the case where she doesn't always go to her father, then it's not so bad, then only if it's three regalim. With two regalim, she can still take it. The Pasuk says, Ozzi Yisi Bienav Kamoisa Sholom, the Me'om Rabbi Yechanan, Kekala Shenimsa Shleima Beveis Chamiya. It means a kala that likes her husband's father. In other words, she likes to stay by her husband. Or redufa leilach lagit shvachel beisavia, and she goes to her father home to tell him all the praises that they say about me by my husband's father. Pasuk b'hoya b'yemunu mashem tikri ishi v'latikri li oid b'ali. Call me ishi and don't call me my husband. What does that mean? Rabbi Yechanan, ke kala beis chamia, like a kala that likes to stay by her shver, by her father's house. For like a kala be sevia, not like a kala likes to run home. Sometimes a kala, she doesn't like her husband, she doesn't like the shver, so therefore she always likes to run back to her father. That's no good. A shvach is that she likes the new family and she wants to stay with her husband. Next to that, she can't go to a party or she can't go to a base level. So bishleim lebeis hamishta ika noyba faner. It's very good that she has the right to say, give me again.